actually. I think it's a kick forwards into the right.
Is that intentional runner? It's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
What's up, everyone? This is the One Over podcast brought to you by Banty Golf, and this is not Tom Hawley. Our beloved host Tom is on sabbatical, so you have Billy and Andrew this week. This is Andrew Winter. I'm the co-founder of Banty. Billy, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Billy Annesley, and I am also one of the co-founders of Banty. And we just wanted to wish Tom the best of luck on his sabbatical. You know, he earned it, and you know, I think we're going to do a great job taking over. We have big shoes to fill, but, you know, the One Over listeners, you have your faith in us, and Tom, just, you know, Godspeed.
Yeah, please do keep Tom in your thoughts and prayers. We'll be thinking of him. Hopefully we can bring him on as a guest. I'm going to cover a couple things here just to kick things off. So Banty, as you guys know, is the social golf app that we launched on the App Store earlier this year. It's actually launching on Android next week. My background, I actually played golf in college, so I think none of us are particularly good golfers these days. I play at about a 6 handicap. Billy, I think, what are we giving you, about an 18?
Yeah, I'm like a
bogey train.
14 to like a 22 on any given day. So
I think you have a premier access on the bogey train, front seat on that car. But anyways, we are really just going to keep this short, I think. What we want to talk about on the show is going to be a mix of what's happening in the world of golf, as well as really like a behind the scenes look at what we're doing at Banty as we continue to grow this company. You know, the short story here is we are a new startup. I think we've been around for just a few months. The idea has been around for about a year, and we want to bring people behind the scenes as we figure out how to grow this thing, how to build the right features that people want, and how to turn it into a platform that golfers can really appreciate. So that's the intro. I think what else is happening right now this week? A couple things in the golf industry. So the coolest thing that I've seen actually happened like at the exact same time, which was both Barstool Sports and No Laying Up announcing that they were getting into the broadcasting game. I think Barstool has been doing that on other platforms, I think with like college football, and obviously they have their Rough and Rowdy in the wrestling world, but the Foreplay guys, so that's like Riggs, I think Trent and Frankie, announced that they're going to be hosting the Korn Ferry Tour tournament at the end of July there. Korn Ferry Tour being the place where most amateurs rise before they make it to the PGA Tour. So that's actually a tour that never gets enough love, and it's where there's a lot of really exciting action. And I think the Barstool Group is the perfect ones to basically be leading the charge in terms of giving that the audience it deserves. So that's the first one. The next one is even bigger probably, which is the No Laying Up team announcing that they will be doing a sort of parallel broadcast of the US Open on Peacock. So I think the existing NBC stream will sort of continue, but if you're looking for a fresher take, you can head over to Peacock and find this alternate stream where Solly will be broadcasting, which they're kind of famous for shitting on the PGA Tour coverage. So we'll see if they can actually fill those shoes and freshen things up the way that I think they will. So those are both pretty exciting updates. Billy, what do you think about both of those?
I think they're great. I think it's awesome for the you know, golf industry to kind of expand its kind of broadcasting personalities with kind of way more relatable personas. You know, we love Jim Nantz. You know, he's a stallion, he's a unicorn, but yeah, you know, he lives up here while we're all down here. So it'll be good to get some takes from the Barstool and No Laying Up guys. So I think it's great for the growth of golf, and you know, I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if you would call it like a watershed moment, but I think the PGA Tour has just been getting chirped nonstop for the fact that, you know, the people in that booth are typically like 70 plus years old, which is not to be ageist, but I do think there's some young blood that's needed. I think the way I would like compare it is kind of like what Pat McAfee has done in the world of football, is like there's a yearning for that voice in golf. And I think I actually like the idea of kind of Barstool and Noah laying up vying for that position. I'm sure there are other players who will get involved as well, but I think it's pretty exciting. So that's what's happening there. In terms of the PGA Tour, what's going on this week and next week, the big thing is the PGA Championship. That's happening next week. And as a result of that, we're seeing a pretty slim field in the Byron Nelson this week. But on the PGA, Banty is running an official sort of fantasy contest through runyourpool.com. That'll give you access, if you win, to $250 towards the Banty Pro Shop. The gear that we have in there is incredibly fresh. I think we're getting new stuff in there every week, and it continues to impress even ourselves. So we're pretty psyched about that. I think the way it works is you pick six players across different tiers within the tournament and really build your best fantasy team to win that tournament. So check that out. And then in terms of this week, the Byron Nelson, it is like very intentionally a slim down field. I think everyone's prepping for next week. The one big name is Scottie Scheffler, who came into this tournament at something like plus 270 to win, which in a golf tournament of, I think, like 64 or some odd number of other PGA professionals is honestly disrespectful to his competitors. I think we were saying earlier, like, maybe you could skip this one. Billy, what do you think about
that? Maybe just, yeah. You know, I think if you're going to be favored that much, just maybe, you know, sit this one out and, you know, kind of even the playing field for everyone else. Like,
I think that's right. I think, and we're seeing why. I mean, it's about 3 p.m. on Friday Eastern as we're taping this. So Scotty is done with his round. He just shot 64. So he went back-to-back 64s heading into the weekend. That puts him at 14 under. Yeah. He is solo leader, followed by some names that you'll recognize and a couple that you won't. So number two is Ryan Palmer, followed by Siwoo Kim. Sung Yu No is tied for third as well. He shot a 60 yesterday, which is just fucking baller. And then below that, it's Scott Piercy, Sam Stevens, Jason Day, and a couple of lesser known names. So I think I'm actually curious what the odds are. I might look that up in a second here. But if you're not picking Scotty again going into this weekend, I think that's crazy. Actually, I see it here. Minus 150 going into the weekend. So the odds on favorite for Scotty, just on an absolute tear, I think him versus Rahm in this PGA is going to be incredible. But any other notes on what you're seeing here in the Byron Nelson?
Yeah, I think you summed it up great. Scotty Selfish is just out there doing his thing, you know, taking away from all these other guys trying to earn their paychecks week to week. You know, he's just getting money bags all the time. So, you know.
I think that's exactly right. He refuses to give anyone else a bit of daylight here.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's all
that said, do like Scotty, just, you know, kind of.
That is true. I'll ride for Scotty. I think he's starting to open up his personality a bit more. I just saw, did you see that clip yesterday of him with Tiger Woods on the range?
With the divots.
Yeah.
Unbelievable clip. I think like Tiger was just confused what he was even asking, but.
Yeah. He was like, stop asking me these stupid questions. He's like, if I want to take a divot, I take a divot. If I don't want to take a divot, I'm not fucking taking a divot.
Right. I was like, Scott, just let the, it's like you're forcing this combo. So maybe we are anti-Scotty. I mean, I don't know, but
yeah, TBD, to be determined.
I think you said it best. Tiger's like, dude, if I'm taking a divot, I'm taking a divot. Don't worry about it.
So anyways, that's what's happening in the world of golf this week. I think we'll have a lot more next week when we do a little, maybe a PGA preview and just a much bigger tournament with some bigger names to talk about. But that's it for us this week. If you haven't already, go download Banty in the App Store. Again, we're live on iOS. Android is launching next week. So big things coming. Claim your username while you still can. And we'll see you out there.
Swing it like a boomerang. Your tank come around, round. Wanna hit the top, top. Ooh, the lolly, lolly.
Chip, puck. You know what's the big whoop when I play my game and then I make my mama proud.
Woo! Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. Then the crowd goes, woo! Then you hear the
ooh, the lolly, lolly.
Treat, treat. I want my birthdays all day long. Let the bogeys go and say, hey.
Ooh, the lolly, lolly.